This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In the Lok Sabha, discussion is underway on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the Joint Houses of Parliament. Speaking during the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the President's speech was the same as previous years. Mr. Gandhi said the problem of unemployment still remains and the government has failed to address it, even though the country is growing. He also mentioned that the government's flagship program, Make in India, was a good idea conceptually, but the government has failed to implement it effectively. Earlier moving the motion, Ramveer Singh Bhithuri of the BJP listed the works done by the Narendra Modi-led government and the public welfare schemes. He attacked the AAP-ruled Delhi government for allegedly not implementing various central schemes such as Ayushman Bharat and Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in the national capital and for denying people basic health care, housing and other facilities. The Rajya Sabha has also taken up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint session of Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said the government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers, stating that the opposition is holding a false campaign against the government over its efforts for the agriculture sector. The BJP member said instead the UPA government had kept the recommendations of the Dr. Swaminathan committee under cold storage. Leader of Opposition and Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue of unemployment, price rise of commodities and depreciation of the Indian rupee against the US dollar. He accused the government of not fulfilling its promise of providing 2 crore jobs every year. The government today said that over 6 lakh applications were received from across the country for the PM internship scheme since its launch on the 3rd of October last year. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, the Minister of State for the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, Harsh Malhotra, said the scheme has received an overwhelming response as more than 1,27,000 internships have been provided by the partner companies under the pilot scheme so far. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken up a big mission to modernise and expand railway facilities in West Bengal, and an amount of 13,955 crore rupees has been allocated for this. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Vaishnav said Railways has a massive investment of 68,000 crores in West Bengal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today accused Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi of deliberately speaking falsehoods about his visit to the US in December last year. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he went to meet the Secretary of State and NSA of the Biden administration. The External Affairs Minister stressed that at no stage was an invitation regarding the Prime Minister discussed. He added that it is common knowledge that Prime Minister Narendra Modi does not attend such events, and India is generally represented by special envoys. Campaigning comes to an end for assembly elections in Delhi this evening. Top leaders of political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters, with roadshows, door-to-door campaigns, press conferences and public meetings taking place across the city. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students in New Delhi. During his interaction, the Prime Minister said he has heard that the AAP government prevents children from advancing beyond class 9 unless they are guaranteed to pass.
मैंने सुना है ये दिल्ली में 9वीं कक्षा के बाद बच्चों को आगे जाने ही नहीं देते. जो बच्चे गारंटी है पास होंगे उन्हीं को जाने दे. क्यों? क्योंकि उनका रिजल्ट खराब हो जाएगा तो मेरी सरकार की इज्जत खराब हो जाएगी. इसलिए बड़ा बेईमानी का काम होता.
A car bomb exploded on the outskirts of a northern Syrian city today, killing at least 19 people. According to the local Syrian civil defense, 15 others were wounded, some of them in critical condition. The car detonated next to a vehicle carrying mostly female agricultural workers on the outskirts of the city of Manbij. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the explosion. And with that, we end this news bulletin.